Matt Taylor. And now the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 12th of July. The general synopsis at midnight: low just northwest of Shannon, 1,000, expected just south of Iceland, 1,006 by midnight tonight. New low expected Seoul, 1,009 by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking: variable 2 to 4, becoming north 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North Utsira, South Utsira: northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 later. Showers later, good. 40s, variable, becoming northeast 2 to 4. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Cromarty, 4th: southeast 3 to 5, backing east or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fog banks, moderate to very poor. Tyne, Dogger: variable, becoming northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Dogger. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight: north or northeast 4 to 6, showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover: north or northeast 3 to 5. Fog patches in Humber, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in Humber. Wight, Portland, Plymouth, North Biscay: easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 in North Biscay. Fair, moderate or good. South Biscay: cyclonic, becoming westerly 3 to 5. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fitzroy, West Seoul: variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. East Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea: easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 at times in Lundy and Irish Sea. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall: southeasterly, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in West Rockall. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides: southeast 3 to 5, fair, moderate or good. Bailey, southeast 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fair Isle, Faroes: southeasterly, backing northerly later in East Fair Isle, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Faroes. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland: cyclonic, mainly southeasterly, 4 to 6. Occasional rain, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And now here are the weather reports from coastal stations issued at 0400 on the 12th of July. Tyree Automatic: southeast by south, 3, 19 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Stornoway: south by east, 2, 6 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Lerwick: south-southeast, 3, fog, 100 metres, 1020, falling slowly. Lucas: west by south, 1, 12 miles, 1019, falling slowly. Bridlington, northeast, 3, 1019, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic: northeast, 3, 11 miles, 1017. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic: northeast by east, 4, 11 miles, 1017. Jersey: east by south, 3, 35 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic: northeast by east, 4, 11 miles, 1017. Scilly Automatic: northeast by east, 3, 13 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Valentia: southeast, 3, 27 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Ronaldsway: north by east, 2, 13 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Malin Head: south-southeast, 3, 24 miles, 1016, falling slowly. And now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 12th of July. The general situation, a ridge of high pressure across the United Kingdom, bringing settled conditions but also some fog patches in the northeast, will gradually decline as an area of low pressure very slowly moves towards western areas to bring some rain or showers from later on Sunday. Winds will remain generally light or moderate for most places. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. East or southeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in Murray Firth and near Cape Wrath. Fog banks developing in east and also later in west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor in east and also later in west. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, east or southeast, 3 to 5, backing north or northeast, 2 to 4 later. Fog banks, moderate to very poor. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, east or southeast, backing north later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Berwick-upon-Tweed. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point, east or northeast, backing north, 2 to 4, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. From Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor in north. From North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly or northeasterly, 3 to 5, veering southeasterly, 2 to 4 for a time at first in west. Mainly fair, moderate or good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, east or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, east or northeast, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable, becoming east or southeast later, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later near Land's End. Fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Variable, 2 to 4, becoming easterly or southeasterly 3 or 4 later, occasionally 5 later in north. Fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, east or northeast, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. Isle of Man, east, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later. Fair, good. From Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, easterly or southeasterly, becoming variable for a time, 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in north and also later in south. Fair, good. From Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southeasterly, 3 to 5 at first in North Channel, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. From Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time in east. Fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Shetland Isles, south or southeast, backing north or northeast 2 to 4 later. Fog banks, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that's the shipping bulletin. Let me just give you the general situation once again. A ridge of high pressure across the United Kingdom, bringing settled conditions, but also some fog patches in the northeast, will gradually decline as an area of low pressure very slowly moves towards western areas to bring some rain or showers from later on Sunday. Winds will remain generally light or moderate for most places. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. The time is 5:43. Time now for Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh.
Good morning. We're marking the beginning of Prayer for the Day on Radio 4 55 years ago this month. By my rough computation, that means something in the region of 17,000 prayers said on the radio early every weekday morning. A lot. But I'm sure only a tiny proportion of all the prayers said during those years, indeed a small number compared to the prayers that will be offered this day across the world. prayers said by every conceivable sort of person in every conceivable human situation. Different types of prayer, some in the formal setting of a service of worship, using words that have been discussed by liturgists. Others know more than a few words in an extremely difficult situation, some very short, others quite perhaps too long. Prayers that aren't spoken at all, merely felt. The motivations of all these will differ. Some will pray out of habit, a good habit. Some will pray in order to maintain a relationship with God. Some will pray as a last resort, like the sailors in the opening scene of Shakespeare's The Tempest during the storm. All lost, to prayers, all lost. There won't always be clarity about why prayer might be said, like the young woman I once visited in hospital who'd had a traumatic experience. I asked her if she'd like me to pray and she replied, "Well, it mightn't do any good, but I don't suppose it'll do any harm." Despite these differences, these prayers have one thing in common. They're all reaching out to God. Lord, remind us before we reach out to you, you're already reaching out to us. Amen.
Prayer for the Day, presented by the Reverend Dr. Bert Tosh. Quick look ahead, we'll be joining Martha Carney a little later on for This Natural Life. Her guest this morning is Charlotte Church. You can hear This Natural Life at 7 minutes past six. Now, though, we've got the final episode of the developmental series Child. India Rakhazan looks at the village we need to survive the first year and beyond.
So it's been around 22 months since the sperm found the egg, and 12 months since the moment the baby arrived, bright side of the womb.
I can't remember life before having a baby.
It's seen every day, every season. It is 1 year old.